And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the mighty 1090. As we said today, Sunday, the last opportunity to get to enjoy the Fred Hall Show. Del Mar has been such a great show. Awesome times, awesome fun, fishing, so much stuff to do for the family and the boats and the gear and the travel and the trips. And speaking of travel, we are having a great time today. One of the funnest places to travel to, and that's Cedros Island. And no better operation than Cedros Sport Fishing. And the entire gang from Cedros Sport Fishing is joining us today. We've got Adrian, we got Rosie, we got Jeff. We're talking fishing, talking fun, and we want to talk to you this morning. If you'd like to join us here in our second hour and get in on all the great fun, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line, which is the only line that's got space open right now, is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing in Cedros, we're also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Captain Booger's having great yellowtail fishing already this season, and as it's going to continue along, we've got some nice weather coming up here a little later in the week, and going to get right back on that good yellowtail, and hearing every day of rumors of bluefin. I know there was some three-quarter day bluefins caught yesterday from a bow down in the zone, so some good fishing to be had, and you're going to get a shot to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip on the San Diego if you're the lucky caller at the end of the show today.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dan, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question about Cedros. Do you guys have loaner rods? And if not, what's the restriction on the length of rod on the airplane? Because I've got 8-footers and 9-footers.
We'll go through a couple of different things. We do have some packages available that will be Okuma setup, rod and reel setups. Not quite sure on which rod and which reel setups we're going to be having yet, but they will be available. So for the first time person down to the lodge, those will be available for you to use. Thereafter, there will be like a rental fee for using those rod and reel setups. And then we'll let Jeff cover the
rod length.
What you can bring on the plane, yeah.
Yeah. So they tried to limit it to like 7 feet. We've stretched it out longer as far as rods. You can't put your rods in a bazooka. So what we do is we put the rods butt to tip and strap them together, and then a rod sleeve over the top of them. But I'd limit it to 9 foot. I wouldn't go any longer than 9 foot. That's fine. If I was,
we brought nine foot rods on the plane.
9 foot's fine.
I was going to say. I mean, I'm sure you're probably right. That's probably the right thing, and I probably shouldn't say. But I've brought a 10 foot rod with me every year I've been. That's been probably my favorite part about that operation is that the. Bringing your gear that you fish with at home is fine. And, even if you fish a long rod, a 10-footer, a 9-footer, whatever it may be, that you can do that. Because if you fly down on Alaska, you're limited to that 8-foot rod max. And so you can bring your surface iron rods, right down the plane.
Yeah, and let me touch on one other thing with the rods. Your first rod is free, and every rod thereafter, the airline charges $5 per rod. So that's something to consider as well.
So if you bring four rods, it's going to cost you an extra $15.
Correct.
Yeah. Round trip.
No problem.
Yeah, just
awesome.
Really, they only charge going down
on the way
for
down.
Whatever
yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
Double me up, man. No problem. I'll pay $5 to have my gear all day long. Yeah. No problem.
It's cheap compared to Alaska.
Yeah, exactly.
What about reels? Is there any kind of limitation on the reels?
No.
No.
The reels are in your bag, but keep in mind you're allotted 35 pounds a person.
Yep.
And anything over that 35 is about $1 a pound extra. So that's something to consider in bringing your fillets back as well. I'll just kind of added $100 to my trips just to be sure I cover everything in that regard.
But, okay.
But we do have a laundry service which will minimize your baggage.
Okay. How about tipping?
Tipping, that's not included in our trips either.
But what do you recommend?
It's kind of like, you know, any place we'll set 15% as a benchmark, and we tip our Ponga guys separately. So that would, you know, mean 5% to them a daily basis.
So if your trip is $2,000, count on about $300 split between the Pongero as well as the lodge staff.
That'd be a very accurate breakdown, yeah.
Okay.
Would some places, and I know that it's gratuity, so it you know, it's how you feel, but do you find that it's better to tip the Pongero every day at your end of fishing, or better to tip at the end of your 3 or 4 days, you know?
Yeah, they prefer it every day.
Okay.
And, yeah, once again, Rick, excellent point. Gratuity is, you know, it's kind of a tough question for me. You know, it's an individual thing. You know, it's how are you cared for. And, you know, you go out there, they bang you out a personal best. God darn right, let's take care of those boys. But
that's cool.
Just use your discretion, how you're treated. I'm sure you'll be very satisfied with that. But looking forward to having you down.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, let's find out what's going on. It's time to find out what's biting on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today that report is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information will be right there with you. And it's a great, great service. I use it every time I go. I love Terrafin Mobile. For more information, you can check out Terrafin.com, or much better yet, go see him today. Jeff is going to be at the booth in Del Mar. They'll show you all the tips and tricks on all the different services they offer. Terrafin is a lot more than just temperature and just your location. Everywhere you fish, they got all the charts with different breakdowns. And if you see Jeff today, he'll go over all the great stuff with you, and he'll give you some special Del Mar pricing. And let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning. What an incredible week. We had probably the biggest wind event we've had in probably a month and a half or whatever. And the day after the wind stopped blowing, all holy heck broke loose. Look at those fish counts for San Diego. All that kelp patty yellowtail, plus there's bluefin popping up all over the place from the 43 on down below the Coronados. There's spots of bluefin. You just got to get on the right spot and be ready with the lure or live mackerel or a popper or something when you see that fish pop up. And then those kelp patties are loaded with that smaller grade yellow, but still, you got to think, man, this is March, and there's yellows on the kelp patties. Then you walk up to the island, you go to Catalina. There's plenty of squid on the backside of the island there. A couple of the bait boats were there catching it. There was live squid at Nacho's bait barks for the last couple of days. You simply take that squid over to Catalina, look for some conditions on the backside. You catch some yellows. One of my guides was over there yesterday with some clients on a Grady White, and they had 8 of those yellowtail up to 10 pounds. Then they had a little go-round on the sea bass. They weren't able to land any of them, but they had phenomenal calico bass fishing on the backside of the island and lots of that bigger barracuda back there. It doesn't make any sense when you have a huge wind event like that. Historically, that usually makes the fish stop biting. The water dropped all the way down to 58 degrees on the backside of Catalina, but the fish didn't seem to care. They're ready to eat, and it's time to go fishing, guys. You just have to go. There's no way around it.
You just have to go fishing.
How cool that we have this caliber of fishing, and it's March. I mean, it is March right now. It's not the end of spring, almost summer. It's March right now. There's some good fishing to be had, Dave.
Right, and you know, you talk to guys that have been doing this for a long time, and we kind of were dragging our feet, not wanting to say, but we didn't really think that this was going to be a very special year after what we just saw the last 3 years. We were kind of thinking we were going to take a little dip. Well, weren't we all wrong? Like Pete Grosbeck always says, you can throw all the books away. None of this makes any sense anymore. It just doesn't make any sense.
Pretty special. Well, I know you're going to be a very busy guy throughout the year, especially with fishing this good, and you offer a very unique service on getting people out on their own boats and showing them the expert way to do it. If somebody wants to take advantage of those services and the stuff that you do, Dave, how do we do that?
Well, you guys, here's what we do. We go with you on your boat, and we teach you how to fish on your boat, show you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. you can simply give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we'll be more than happy to come with you on your boat. I got a couple of new guys working for me that are going to take care of the smaller boat guys. Finally, I haven't had anybody that I trusted, so I've been trying to do everything, but now I got a couple of guys working for me, so this should be a phenomenal season for some of you smaller boat guys. We can get you out with some guys that really are keyed in on what's going on. So give us a call.
We talk about it a lot, Dave, that early season fishing is when it's the most important time to be up on your information. There is no better information source out there than fishdope.com. I know you work very closely with Danny and got to see Danny the show yesterday in the Fish Dope booth, and those guys are doing a great job. Great information and a great time to take advantage of signing up for Fish Dope. There's some Fred Hall Show deals, and if you jump on the Fish Dope website and punch in the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, you're going to save $20 on a membership. Or better yet, if you're at the Fred Hall Show, you can go by, see the guys in the booth, and get a deal signing up for Fish Dope for the year. And not a better way to get info and keep up to date with what's going on the water.
Exactly. And if you guys do stop by the booth, look at all the new clothing. Ollie and Jason put together a great new line of clothing. So if you haven't got one of the new shirts or new hats, you definitely want to stop by and grab one before the season starts, because I guarantee you they're going to sell out quick.
Good call, Dave.
I'll be down there at the show today. I'll be speaking on the main stage at 11 o'clock and then again at 3:30. I got a ton of stuff from all my sponsors, Promar AI, Akuma, Mustad, everybody stepped up, Costa Del Mar, they all stepped up to the plate. I got plenty of stuff. Bring the kids. I got lots of free stuff for the kids. Just come to the seminars, the one you guys have all been waiting for all week.
So, again, it's 11 o'clock and?
3:30.
And how long does that seminar last?
45 minutes, but I usually go over and everybody gets upset because there's so many people there. But I do my best to cram everything in 45 minutes.
Yeah, and then right after that is going to be the big Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea giveaway right after the Dave Hansen seminar on the main stage.
So, yeah, right after the show. Yeah.
Great job, Dave.
And we'll see you in here in the studio next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
bring your helmet.
Yeah, we're bringing helmets, and we're going to put bars on the door.
All right, thanks, guys. Dave. I'll see you down there in a couple hours at the show.
Look forward to it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call, and great job on the report. All right, let's jump into the phones. They're absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Rosie, talk to Adrian, talk to Jeff. Why don't we start this one off with Randy, who's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Randy, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you today?
Hi, Randy.
Doing right.
Hi. Hey, I had a question. If I want to bring my wife, I have actually a couple questions, but I'd like to bring my wife down. How is the accommodations for her? She's been on a couple of 3-day trips. So how would the accommodations be?
You know what? It's so funny that you actually bring up this question, because my very first time down there, I brought up to Adrian and to Al and Patrick, I said, you know what? This is the perfect trip for wives. Okay, and a couple reasons why. First of all, the accommodations are absolutely epic. And the service down there is unsurpassed. I mean, they really take care of you.
You get your own room, your own bathroom.
Absolutely. Yep. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, but I'll tell you what, there's a few of us gals out there that have been riding the long-range boats for years. There are some gals out there that, you know, they say, wait, I have to be on a boat for a full day before I start fishing, or 2 days before I start fishing. The way we work, how we get you down there in one day, not by boat. You take a short van ride and then a flight to the island. So, you know, you're not on that boat. And then, you get to sleep in these beautiful accommodations off the boat. In the morning, you can go down on the pongas. You know, she can fish as much as she wants, or as little as she wants. It's all up to her, and it's her vacation. It's her trip.
She wanted to fish a half day. You could bring her back, yep, drop her off.
Absolutely.
Take her back up to the water.
She could go up on the upper deck and hang out and look at
walk around the island.
Absolutely. You look at the view up there.
Adrian.
So. Oh, the other thing that we have there now, one of the new things that Adrian added to the trip is, you know, we have a masseuse that is there daily. So they charge $1 a minute. So if, she fishes in the morning and, you know, after lunch she wants to take a little nap, and in the afternoon she wants a half hour massage, that's
man.
Available to her.
Good call.
And,
Adrian.
Yeah,
good
it's call. Really, really nice.
That's awesome.
So, and you know what? Or if she wants to be out on the boat all day. But, you know, it's her trip, and she can decide what's best for her. It's very accommodating, very nice.
That sounds great. How about if we wanted to target a sea bass or halibut? What time of year would we target?
I'd recommend earlier in the season there, you know, June, mid-July. We've been experiencing the El Nino down there, and the water temperature and conditions have been a little off if there's a status normal. But, you know, in the past, we've also got them in the late fall, late September, October, the sea bass.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Dave. He's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dave.
So today's the last day of Del Mar. What do I want to walk in there? The number one, two, and three thing I need to get.
At the Fred Hall show?
Yes, sir.
I think the beauty of Fred Hall is everything that you want to see fishing-wise is available. I mean, killer deals on trips and, you know, and travel and fishing and tackle and, you know, all the great show specials that are going on. I don't think that there's a way that you could put a one, two, or three on that thing. I mean, the beauty of the Fred Hall is everything that you want to experience in fishing is available at your fingertips today.
Well, sign up for a trip to Cedros.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to see you in our booth.
Yeah,
exactly. Indeed. We've got spots available.
Yeah, go to Dana Landing, buy a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, and if you join CCA, you get a free $40 Engel cup at our booth. So that's a pretty good deal. I mean, I know you've got great deals at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Tackle's been phenomenal at the show for sure. Rods and fluorocarbon, buy two, get one free, things like that.
Yeah, I know Turner's has back in the other corner. They have some phenomenal deals. You can see the new all the new stuff from Shimano right across from our booth. I mean, there's so much to see.
Crazy.
I mean, it's like there's stuff everywhere.
And when you want to,
you can't pick out three things.
You talk to John Ireland, you know, you think about going to Rancho Nero, you can talk to John Ireland.
Yep.
I mean, you want to go fishing on a, you know, you want to go on a trip at a Fisherman's Landing, you talk to the captains. Seaforth, there's so many of the guys that you fish with are there.
You want to try a kayak at Fastlane, you can jump in one of the pools.
In the pool, right.
Yep. And on the kayak at Fastlane, and right across from him, you can go see Jeff and take a kayak trip down to Cedros. I mean...
Brandon Hayward's in his booth every day.
Yep. And Rick Jensen's right next to us. Who's next to Brandon Hayward? You got the guys from Katmai Lodge in Alaska.
Yes.
Who are they don't get out of Alaska much. So Bob, the general manager, is actually there every day in the Katmai Lodge booth, which is right next to the Rancho Llanero booth.
Great food this year too.
Sounded more like it's what not to do.
Yeah, what not to do.
Yeah, there's no way you could put three things on it, man. Get your butt there in a hurry, Dave. It's a great time.
All right, we'll see you at the show. It opens at 10 o'clock this morning and closes at 6, so we'll see you there.
All right, next up, let's talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Bruce, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question was about flying in. It's a commercial flight, so they arrange it for everybody who's going to be in that time zone, or do you make your own arrangements?
Nope, we do all of that for you. We are an all-inclusive trip, so remember, we are one price, and we take care of everything for you. All your travel arrangements, your ground, your air transportation, your meals, your visas, your fish processing, your laundry, your panga, we arrange all.
Do the laundry?
You know what? We do laundry.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You put your laundry in a little basket on the end of the bed in the morning, and we take care of that laundry for you.
That's pretty cool. So all you need to bring is one extra pair of shorts or T-shirt.
And your appetite.
And you're done.
I'd recommend doubling up, Pete.
Double up.
But keep it light and fast.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all available. It sure makes the wives happy when you come back with clean clothes.
Absolutely.
I say, when I went last year, it's one of the only times I remember packing all my clothes into my duffel bag, and when I got home, I just put them right back into the dresser, because, I mean, it was everything was done on the ride home.
How nice is that?
Really nice. Yeah.
Everything's included. It's just a very unique experience.
It really is.
If you haven't been... You need to experience it. The flight out of Ensenada is just an amazing experience itself.
Well, and I remember when I first came on the scene to this, and, you know, Rick and I are pretty good friends, and I had asked Rick about Cedros sport fishing, and he says, oh, that's my little piece of Mexican paradise. Yeah. And once I got down there, I could definitely see why. It is very special. It's very unique. And until you actually experience it, you just don't know. So you really need to get down there and experience it.
Check it out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of owner hooks. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best pricing of the year on all of your favorite owner styles for local and long-range fishing. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used owner hooks for years and knows your needs. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest Aftec fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
See if my voice lasts long enough to tell you a lot of things coming up here on Let's Talk Hookup. Of course, today we'll be at the Fred Hall Show from
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. Last day of the year for Fred Hall in Del Mar. Wow. So you want to definitely come out and see that. Next weekend, couple of great shows on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be in the Mighty 1090 studio next Saturday with Captain Jimmy Kingsmill, the man.
The best there
not
ever
only
has
is
been.
He a binocular expert, not only is he going to tell you all about Fraser Optics bilights and all the great gyro stabilized binoculars, but also Jimmy just got back from Costa Rica fishing blue marlin down there, and oh my gosh, he's got some great stories. One of the great fishermen of Southern California, and we're going to actually have him here in the Mighty 1090 studios. And then next Sunday, you heard it, Captain Dave Hansen, your
wild
saltwater
man.
Guide. That's going to be wild and crazy next Saturday in the studio. Then we're on the road for a couple weeks. The week after is Day at the Docks, April 9th. We'll be right broadcasting live right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle there. Of course, you guys will have some more tackle and great savings at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll be broadcasting live on Saturday the 9th at Day at the Docks. And then the following Saturday, we'll be right down at the docks again, right down the street at Big Bay Yachts at Intrepid Landing on April 15th. We'll be broadcasting live from Big Bay Yachts and the Seakeeper Demo Days. Come down and ride the new Seakeeper Demo Boat. They're going to have their 32-foot contender down there with a Seakeeper. You can see what all the buzz is about on the Seakeeper. So that's Saturday, April 15th at Big Bay Yachts, Saturday, April 9th at Day at the Docks, and then next weekend right here in the Mighty 1090 studios.
Going to be some fun shows for sure. And speaking of fun shows, we're having a great time this morning. If you want to get through, join us, be a part of the fun. Talking Sage Rose Sport Fishing today. Two ways, 858 area code 457. 1090 again, 858-457-1090, or call us on that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Greg, who's calling us from San Pedro this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
Good morning, Greg.
Yes.
G-Rig.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. G-Rig.
Yeah, I'm G-Rig. I wonder what was going on with that deal. Hey, I've been on that Cedros trip, and my dream was always to fish Catalina 100 years ago, and that's Cedros. That's totally Cedros. And Jeff and Adrian, two experienced guys that without it couldn't be done. And if you make a trip on one of those other deals over there, you're going to find out you made a mistake. Those are the guys to go with. You won't be disappointed. It is as it always was. No disappointment. The Cedros is the place.
Cool.
Yeah, right on. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, and
when are you coming back?
I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. But it's the only place that, you know, you don't get disappointed. It's better than you imagine. And Jeff, with all his experience, made it happen. Just wanted to throw that in there for you guys.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
It always reminds me of the line you said that Marty used to always talk about with, you know, some of the different places that you go fishing where they're not with the brochure promises. And this is definitely one where you get what the brochure says and more.
Where it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
And the cool thing about, with the addition of Alan Patrick now, along with being partners with Adrian and putting some more new things into the lodge, it's going to be... It didn't need to be better, frankly, but it's going to be better. That's the amazing thing.
That's what's so cool.
That's what's so great. So this year, look forward to even more. And I'm sure there's a story behind the name G-Rig. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into them? And this time, we're going to talk to Grant, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Hey, Grant, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. How are we today?
Hi, Grant.
Hey, Grant.
Hey, listen, I wanted to just share a couple of experiences that I've had down there to the lines of what a great place. I've had an opportunity to go twice, and the first time I went, I didn't think it could get better. And the second time I went, it got even better. And so that's just a testament to always working on the operation. And another line about the food and the service, I happen to be a big connoisseur and love the pozole, as Adrian knows.
Yes,
and
Grant,
I wound up down at the airport down in Ensenada, and I said, we are going to have pozole, aren't we? And he looked at me like, well, we don't always have it. He got on the phone from the airport, called down there in my presence, and made sure it was there.
And it is the best. I agree with you, Grant. The best pozole.
So good.
ever.
Certainly
for sure.
Is service beyond expectation in terms of that. And I found a ribeye steak there that I don't know that I'll ever find again.
How do you
waiting for
that?
You when you come back, Grant. What are you thinking?
Unbelievable. the food. And then the setting for the dining room, too.
God. Oh,
literally hanging off the cliff there.
Yeah, the dining room is pretty epic.
Water. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, definitely. And then from a fishing experience, I happened to take my neighbor down there who'd caught yellowtail before he had his own boat for 10 years out of here and caught plenty of them. And, you know, I said, well, we just go down there, try for our personal best. And we went out on this one particular day, and he caught this one nice fish, real nice fish. He goes, oh, that's my personal best. He goes, my trip is made. And I said, what are you talking about? Go for your next one. And he happened to catch four fish after that in a row for a total of five that all would have been his personal best in consecutive fish.
That's so cool. That's so awesome.
So, yeah, so thanks to you guys for everything and looking forward to the next one to see the next level of the operation. So thank you guys for everything.
And you know what, Grant, thank you for putting together the most beautiful brochure for us. It looks so awesome, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Enjoy every bit of it. You guys have a great day.
We'll see you at the show, Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
All right, let's continue on with the phone calls. We're going to next up talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Rich.
My question is, folks coming from Ventura County, where would we have to go to connect with the transportation going into or going to the airport?
We would like to, we want to do all of our pickups down at Fisherman's Landing down in San Diego. So, you know, we got a few different things that are in the works. As of right now, we are taking the van down to, Ensenada and then flying off to, Cedros. So all of our pickups will be done down in the San Diego area. And just so everyone knows, you have probably heard something out there about us, trying to fly out of Carlsbad. And just to let you know that that is in the works. We would love to have it done for this season. We'll see what happens with that. If that does happen for this season, we'll be flying out of Carlsbad, Palomar Airport. But as of right now, the van ride will start down in San Diego.
So same thing, business as usual, pick you up in San Diego. You get to San Diego, and then Cedros takes care of everything else.
You got it, absolutely.
All right.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Don.
For Team Cedros here, I've got guys that really like to fish calicos and yellowtail, and I like yellowtail, but calicos are okay. But what about the other species that are available down there, like white sea bass and halibut? Are there any particular seasons for them?
Yeah, right. Conditions and seasons are very, very similar to what we experience here in Southern California. So in regards to the sea bass, you're going to look at earlier in the season, June through mid-July, and the smaller 15, 25-pound school-size yellowtail. And then it transitions into the bigger fish as the season goes on, very similar to here. And as we get into August, September, October, very likely shot at some yellowfin and dorado within striking distance there of the island.
Cool.
Yeah, and when was that Jeff caught that world record broomtail grouper? It was fall?
Is that
the best time for broomtail?
It seems to be the grouper and black sea bass fishing is better in the fall as well.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, one thing we didn't mention of highlights at today's Fred Hall show last day at the Del Mar Fairgrounds are the boats.
Oh, no doubt.
The boats. I mean, you know, Kevin up there in the front building there.
Those marine display parkers.
The parkers are there in full display. You've got the little Hoquiam from Kustler Yachts right in the front there. That boat's amazing. And then you got the Cobias from Big Bay Yachts right out in the front there. And you've got the Defiance and the Arimas right there, all kind of within 150, 200 feet right there. You can see the finest trailer bull sport fishing boats in the world.
Dallas and I got to go for a cruise yesterday, went through all the boat halls. Not only are the displays beautiful, but, like, the options. I mean, the one thing that blew me away was how many, you know, how many killer deals there are as far as that. I mean, some of those Arimas and Defiance boats, I was shocked at how low those guys were able to get the boats, and in including, I mean, they're full packages that they were offering. That's the thing. It wasn't like a sneaky, oh, this is the cost for a hull. I mean, this is boats, motors, trailers, electronics. I mean, everything, everything. Yeah. There are some really, really good deals to be had on boats at the show.
As Bart says, this is San Diego's largest boat show, and it truly is. It's amazing how many boats are at this year's show, and nice boats, like boats you want to buy and go fishing on.
No doubt.
And I'm telling you guys, if you've been hesitating to buy a boat, I'm just got this itch. I think this is the year you're going to want to have an offshore fishing boat.
And how important is it to make that call right now? You put your order in for your boat now, you get your rigging done, you get everything out of the way, because, I mean, I got news for you. The Mission Bell had, you know, 60-some yellows and 3 bluefin yesterday.
Yesterday.
It's March. It's biting now. Like, you want to get those boats done and rigged and ready, because, I mean, the writing's on the wall. We're about to have a hell of a season again. You know, this is happening. It's no more like, well, I'm hoping that we get some yellow and tuna. It's already here, and it's March. Like, this is the time to have your boat.
You bet. All right. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Sounds good. Let's talk to Mike, who's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi, guys. My question is for Rosie, and I'm the expert novice. But, Rosie, I'm the guy who used to bring the Filipino food.
Yeah, I know. I absolutely know. Yes.
So what's the maximum amount of fish you get for free to take back, and can you pay for more?
You know, I've heard, you know, the guys talk. Some guys take, you know, 30 pounds. I've heard guys taking up to 90 pounds of fish back.
Yo.
Okay?
Whoa.
That's a lot of fish, you guys.
A lot of fillets.
Now, just remember that, you know, when you're taking this back, you know, the charges on the airline, they tend to be, a good average would be about $1 a pound. So just know if you're taking 50 pounds of fish back, you know, it's going to be about $50.
Stuff bargain.
What's that?
It's a bargain.
Yeah, that's a bargain. Absolutely. So, you know, they definitely accommodate you, and just be mindful about how much you want to take back and how much, you know, your charges will be. But, hey, you know what? You definitely can take a fair amount of fish back with you.
Well, having just flown home from Puerto Vallarta, I can assure you 50 pounds for $50 is a whole lot less than you would see on some of the other.
But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. A whole lot less.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that answers your question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's give away a trip to Cedros Sport.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Hey, huh?
Yeah. So
how about
we've got
that?
Some
so to explain how
here.
This worked.
Okay, so basically what we've done is at the Fred Hall shows up in Del Mar and Long Beach, they were $10 tickets for a 4-day trip. Now let's say you want to take a 6-day trip, though. We will definitely apply the 4-day trip to your 6-day trip. So Miss Dallas over here is going to pick a name out of the hat and hand it to Rick, and Rick is going to let us know who our lucky winner is, and then I'll be calling you guys, letting you know if you're not on the phone.
All right. So the winner of a 4-day trip to go fishing at Cedros Island is Rachel Todd. So, Rachel, congratulations.
Todd. Oh, my gosh, congratulations.
You are going on a 4-day trip to Cedros. How cool, for
wow.
$10. How cool is that?
Thank Dallas for drawing that right there.
Right. Congratulations, Rachel. If you're not listening, oh, well, but I'll be giving you a call today and letting you know that you won.
Fantastic. Wow. All right. Well,
all right,
let's
good
jump.
Going, Rachel.
Yeah, let's jump back in the phones.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to Norman? Norman's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a couple of questions. One is, I know there's a weight limitation, but how many like swim baits and jigs do you recommend bringing down?
A lot.
Bring
a lot of swim baits.
All of them.
Let's get to triple digits.
Yeah.
Do people ever run out? I mean, can you underestimate that?
You know, don't forget, too, that Jeff has that tackle store.
Yeah,
on the
Jeff Mariani
has
Cedros Island Tackle, and we're more than happy to call him for you and get you guys down there. So you can...
And he has all the right plastics there.
You know what?
That's great.
He actually knows what to fish at Cedros.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know he does, yeah.
Yeah, my other question is there a limitation to the number of rods you can bring down? I know there's a... I heard when you go down to Cabo, the customs may charge you if you bring more than 3. Is that the same for you guys?
Well, with us here, the airline allows 1 rod for free, and $5 per each additional rod. So keep in mind, we are fishing on pongas, and you know, they're kind of light and fast trips. I'd recommend 3, maybe 4 rods is really all you
all
need.
You need. Yo-yo, surface iron, plastic.
Yep.
Period. That's all you need.
And you don't need any more. You don't need to be carting it around. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Norm. Appreciate that.
All right. How about next up we talk to Rudy. Rudy's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Rudy.
It's been an interesting show, and most of my questions have been answered, except for one thing. Hey, Pete, what model for my fat little face with the Maui Jims did you recommend?
I think the Piahi would be a good choice for you. What do you think, Rick?
Piahi and World Cup tend World to Cup, be the, if your face is more round than it is skinny, then the Piahis and the World Cups tend to fit the best. You know, the thing with good sunglasses like a pair of Maui Jims is it's most important to find the frame that fits you comfortably first. Because you can get any killer glass lens in any of the frames. So, you know, find a frame that fits you first. Best thing to do, go down to the Fred Hall show today. Go to the Maui Jim booth. Find your killer pair of glasses that's going to fit you right. And then go from there.
Yeah.
So it's all about fit and comfort
right
first.
Right in the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall show today. And if you can't make the show, go to Dana Landing or one of the Maui Jim stores like Dana Landing or Fisherman's Landing Tackle that do carry Maui Jims and fit it.
Yeah, and Dana's got
try it on.
Dana's got a huge selection, as is Fisherman's, but Dana's got a huge selection of glasses, and they've got Fisherman in there, so they know the styles that, one, you're going to find the frame that fits you right. Like, Pete, you nailed it. It's probably going to be a Piahi or a World Cup. Those are two very comfortable ones, but they're also going to know the type of fishing that you're doing and the type of conditions you're in, or make you some glass color recommendations. You know, maybe you like a bronze. If you're a guy that wears sunglasses all the time and you need it to be darkened up the most, maybe you're going to want a gray. Maybe you like that HT lens, like I know Pete and I are really into. So the brand new Blue Hawaii lenses. So there's lots of options for you. First things first, find a frame that fits you right.
You bet. Thanks a lot for the call. Chris and Claremont, just about a minute left, Chris.
Okay, I'll make it as quick as possible. The best deals are on Sunday to get down there. Is there one deal there that I can't pass up?
At the Fred Hall show, I know as far as tackle goes in our booth, Seaguar Fluorocarbon, for sure, star of the show.
Still have that deal.
It's the best it is all year long. It's the cheapest price that we ever do for a discount, period. So let alone any extra deal that goes with it. It's discounted the most it is all year. And in addition to the cheapest price of the year, it's also buy two, get one free.
Whoa.
So there's 30% savings there on top of, you know, 20-30%
as an old price.
It is by far and away the best thing.
It's on Seaguar Fleur Premier, Seaguar Pink Label.
No, it's just so that thing doesn't happen at the show. I know at our booth it's buy two get one free on Seaguar Premier.
On Seaguar just the Premier.
Correct.
Yeah, which I love the Premier.
It's my
easy
favorite.
To tie, thinner. So, but for example, if you're going down to Cedros, and you normally would fish 60-pound regular Blue Label, fish 80-pound Fluoro Premier, and you're going to tie better, you're going to have a softer touch of the whole thing.
Exactly, yep, and I love that line for tying to my, and to my, for my Calico Bass Rig, I fish 65-pound Super Slick 8 Power Pro and a piece of 80-pound Seaguar Premier Fluoro, because it's soft, it ties knots really well, and when you hook your big fish, you've got no issues with abrasion resistance, and as Rosie was saying, it's very common to have 50, 60, 80, 100 fish days down there. And do you need a piece of 80-pound fluorocarbon to land that fish? You don't when everything is right. But when you hook that fish and it's your 80th fish in a row, you know, your leader gets abraded down. And having that heavy line, one, it keeps your gear from going away. And two, you don't know when you're going to hook your 10-pound trophy. You know, you don't know when you're going to hook the 11-pound golden spotted sand bass that she was talking about, you know, so that heavy line keeps you in the game when your numbers
fishing. And having fluorocarbon with the abrasion resistance gives you that much more confidence.
No doubt.
And a measure of safety for not losing that
exactly.
fish.
Exactly.
No doubt
That's
about it.
It.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the San Diego, a 3-quarter day trip coming your way. There's more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. Or check casttours.com. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Talk hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're right, the big winner of a three-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing, fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian, and that all-star crew is going to Mike in San Carlos. Mike, congratulations. Not a better ride than the San Diego.
Indeed. Go catch some bluefin and yellowtail right now for sure. And thank you guys. Sadro Sport Fishing, man. So awesome.
My favorite.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having us, Pete. Glad
yeah,
down,
you
man.
Bet. We're going to post
always
a picture on our Instagram and Facebook page here of the crew here. But you can see them in person today at the fishing, at the Fred Hall show today.
There you go.
Yeah, going to be fantastic. And we'll all be there. I'll be there a little later. But
get better, man. You did a good job today, dude.
But,
I know what that's like.
Yeah, but indeed, if somebody wants to book a trip, and I'm telling you, don't wait because you don't want to miss this opportunity.
That's right.
You got to do it now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Give me a call. Phone number for Sadro Sport Fishing is 619-772-7570. I promise I'll answer.
All right. Very good. And see you right there. You're two doors down, three doors down from the Let's Talk Hookup booth,
that,
right across from the Shimano Power Pro booth, right next to Brandon Hayward.
You got it.
So there you go. All right. And thank you, Ricky, for covering for my illness today.
Yeah, you did great, man.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you at the Fred Hall show today, and we'll see you next week, next Saturday and Sunday, right here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Captain Jim Kingsmill, what a great guy, binocular expert, fishing expert, extraordinary angler, going to be right here in the studio with us. And another extraordinary guy, Captain Dave Hansen, who you can see at the Fred Hall show today at 11 o'clock and 3:30, will be in the studio with us next Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Ryan and Adam on the other side of the glass, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.